Hi, this
Blog
is Linda.
Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Linda, and we're live on the air. This is Soul in the City, where we aspire to take your soul and your spirit higher and higher. We are live on location today in St. George Island, and you will hear other vacationers around, and it's all good. You'll hear the ocean. We are on the deck, and we're just enjoying life. I am with two of my sisters who I love, and we have basically had a spiritual retreat where we have done meditation, yoga, walk the beach, talk to God, rested our spirit and our soul, and actually we've heard from God. So today we were just going to have a soul talk where we talked about what we learned in our talks with God and the time that we spent with God, the reflections that we received. And we're just going to have soul talk, girl talk, but it has been a spiritual retreat for me, and my soul has rested. And I'm just going to go to the scriptures a little bit. You know, God created the earth, and then on the seventh day, he rested. So we're going to do that a little bit. And God blessed the seventh day. We'll start on Genesis 2. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. So rest is essential for the body, the mind, the spirit. And when we do the day-to-day hustle and bustle of our lives, sometimes we can't hear God. We can't hear ourselves because we're so cluttered and so far away from everything. And that's when decisions are hard to make and we just get more and more cluttered. So it is so important to rest the soul. So I'm going to open up the conversation. Whoever wants to join in can. I'm going to introduce my first guest. This is Becky Estherita, and she is a psychotherapist and a yoga instructor, intuitive. She just is a woman of all seasons. Yes. Becky, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what are any reflections you have today on what we've done and what God has told you?
Well, we've done a bunch of different things. As you mentioned before, we walked the beach. We did some yoga, restorative yoga. We did some meditation and breathing. And, you know, it's funny because our world is so fast-paced, and we think that we have to keep up with the Joneses, and we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to do that, and we never really give ourselves time to rest properly. And I know I teach a lot of restorative yoga classes, and it's funny because a lot of people have a hard time coming to a restorative class, let alone finding time in their own day to rest and to breathe. And if you really stop and just breathe, you'll always relax, you'll always come back to yourself, and you can always hear God, because God, or spirit, or creator, Buddha, Muhammad, whatever name you want to put on God, is always speaking to you, whether or not you're walking along on the beach and you see three beautiful birds flying over towards the sun, or you see a sand dollar on the ground, or you see beautiful dolphins frolicking in the sea. No matter what it is, it's always God. And it's choosing to live in God. So I've had a wonderful time. I love my life. I'm happy doing what I'm doing. But it was wonderful to come and just be. I didn't have to be anywhere. I didn't have any sessions. I didn't have any classes to teach. No matter what we wanted to do, we did. And it was beautiful, and it still is beautiful.
And this is the last day, but really it's the first day for me, because I think in reflecting on everything, I had gotten to a place where my soul was needed rest. Nothing else to say that, but my soul needed rest, and I need to be replenished and refilled by God so that I could go back out and serve. If some of you have noticed that I haven't had the show, I did a show about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't done anything since on a weekly basis. I will get back to doing weekly shows on my regular Sunday and then my Monday life class with the UOS and UOM students. But I needed to rest my spirit because sometimes we just go, we just go, we just go, and it's difficult to take a breathe, to take a pause. Be wise, it says in the Bible. Pause and think on this. And so this was my time to do that, and I think what God showed me, one time I was in the ocean with one of my dear friends, Kathy, and we were just going out further and further, and we just kept saying, I trust God, I trust God, as we went further and further in the ocean. Kind of was a, you know, the waves were really coming, it could have moved us forward or whatever. But it was powerful to say in that moment that I trust God. Come with me, let it be, I trust God. And I think one of the most powerful things that I learned was, I trust God, come with me. And the ocean tides move back and forth, and they come in and out, just like life ebbs and flows. And I'm thinking what I'm learning most from the ocean is that you just have to flow.
Mm-hmm. And trusting God, you can go further and further and further out, because He lifts you up, and He helps you flow, and helps you, at least for me, release all attachment to the outcome. Knowing that when I take my hands off of whatever it is that I'm choosing to create, that God manifests it even bigger than I can ever have imagined it to be. And just like you and Kathy kept walking out the ocean, you trust God, you trust God. In that, you just fall back into His hands and let the current take you, let His love take you.
And I feel like that, you know, the ocean, the sky, the sunset, the sun rises, that I have been, like, walking in this beautiful picture that God, an interactive picture that God created for me to walk the shore. There's been times where we tease each other and said we're walking on water. And at first I was like, oh, we're walking on water. But if there was just a drop of water under our feet, we really were walking on the water. So, you know, even those things that seem impossible can be possible if you watch how you phrase it in your mind and you're careful with your words and how you perceive it. Because mm-hmm. we actually did walk on the water. And it's the perception of what you can do. And I think that's what limits us in life, is our perception of what life is. Whether we move forward or we keep going backwards or we keep going back to the same old thing that we've done and we want something different, it's one, what are you saying to yourself? And two, what is your perception of the situation that you're in at this moment?
And three, are you willing to change it?
That is the big thing. Are you willing to change? Are you willing to be healed, as Jesus said to the man in the pool of Bethesda? You know, who had been there for over 30 years on the same steps. And he was giving Jesus excuses like, well, nobody will help me and this kind of thing. But basically what Jesus said to him before he can move or do anything is, are you willing to be healed? Which could be, are you willing to change?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to do the work that change
requires?
So this has been, for me, very transformative because I've had to make the decisions to make some changes in my life, too. And I received the strength to do that.
And we replenished our cups, especially serving, whatever way you serve. You have to have an abundance of rest and peace yourself. Because if you don't keep giving to yourself or keep adding to your own cup, then you can't give to anyone. You can't be there for anyone. You can't, whether no matter what role you're in, whether it's a teacher or a healer or a doctor or a physician or a nurse or teacher, whatever it is, if you don't have that abundance, well, you can't give and give and give and give. You can't help anyone. You're not helping yourself or anyone else. And so this is just, it was truly, the way it happened was a gift from God, and the whole trip has been truly transformative as we're watching out of the ocean and the pelicans flying by. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, even with relationships, you know, I think I've had time to really look at relationships, be they family relationships, love interest relationships, and what's real. That has been a question that I've had to ask myself. What's real?
Mm-hmm.
Is this relationship good for me? Do I need to make some changes?
And
or
do
I be
authentic?
And can I
be genuine? Can you speak the truth?
Yeah,
not
that's
just
the truth.
Denying the truth to yourself, but denying to other people. And can you really be honest and say, this is what I'm about. This is what's happening with me right now. This is the reality.
And this is what I want. Because sometimes you can be in a relationship and sometimes you lose yourself in that relationship and you have to stop and say, one, does this relationship still serve me? And that isn't a selfish way, but it is a way that is reflective. But sometimes you can be in relationships that are stagnant and aren't moving forward. They're just
mm-hmm.
nobody's going anywhere in the relationship.
Just hanging on.
Or if you're single, you can be in a relationship with someone that there's no definition to the relationship. Both of you are just, you know, you just are. And either of those are not right or wrong. It just takes the time for some self-reflection to say, is this what I want for me?
And we keep going back to that. I think that, especially in our culture, the whole marriage thing, and some people agree with it, some people don't, the whole gay and lesbian is a whole other story. But, you know, I think we use marriage as a crutch, and here we are, we're married, and we have this piece of paper. It says, you know, this other person's going to be faithful to us, or however way you want to put it. But it really is a crutch, because if you want to be with someone else, then you have to show up every day and say, yes, I want to be with you, but I also want to be with myself. And if we can't do that for ourselves, too, then how can we ever do that for the other person? And then you've got the whole marriage thing. So it's almost as if, you know, and there's a whole idea of living in sin and all of that, which is another whole conversation, but like, how real are you in your relationship? Do you really want to be with this other person? Do you really want to be with yourself, who you are today? And if you don't, then you need to go ahead and look at how are you going to change? And do you want to be with this other person?
Right. And are you coming with your complete self? Because I really feel like a lot of times in relationships, we come into a relationship thinking that other person is going to somehow complete us or add to us when you
or
need
make
to,
us better.
Or make us better. And that you have to come into the relationship as a complete and whole person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you have two complete persons. Because when you get two halves, that's what you get.
Two halves
in a relationship that is really not functioning for anyone.
And it's not secure in any way.
Yeah, right.
It's like the whole that marriage certificate does not give you any sense of security. That's an illusion. If you're not secure unto yourself, there's no way you'll be secure with anyone else.
But part of this trip has been taking your power back.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Taking your power back, looking at your life, and facing it
one step at a time.
Just like when you walk into the ocean and the tide kept pushing us back in and we keep on going and the tide will push us back. That's the way life is. And we just have to flow with that.
And commit.
And commit. Commit to it fully.
I have a caller. I'm just going to check and see if they're going to talk or if they want to listen. Hello, caller. This is Linda. This is Soul in the City. Do you want to talk or you just want to listen? We're open to either.
This.
Okay, thank you.
What was that?
That was interesting.
That was interesting, but we're going to keep moving.
We're going to go ahead and continue with the flow.
Yes.
Because in life, you have to continue to flow forward.
Regardless of what people say.
Regardless.
Yeah. And that's what we're talking about. So, as I say, it is all good. And if you want to call back or you want to chat, hit me in the chat line. But anyway, just going forward with coming into a relationship, whatever, with your complete self,
mm-hmm.
with your whole self.
And knowing that you are complete and knowing that you're loved and you're lovable and that you love, regardless of what people tell you, regardless of what you've learned, regardless of the traumas that you've had, regardless of the relationships that you've had.
And break free of all your strongholds that keep you from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
That whether it's family, friends, or loved ones.
Mm-hmm. And some of this, as we're saying it to somebody, may sound selfish. But it's not selfish, it's self-care.
It's self-full.
It's self-full. And if you cannot care for yourself, you not can't be there for your own self, how can you be there for another person?
You have to be your own best partner first. And we don't do our, we don't set up, in America, we don't set up anyone for success because we go into these marriages thinking, oh, it's going to be wonderful, this white horse or this princess or whatever. We're going to ride off into this beautiful sunset. But that's not the case. We usually marry our fathers or our mothers or someone like that, regardless of what sexual orientation we are, and we try to recreate what we needed to learn originally. And that's tough. Marriage is tough. Partnership is tough. So we really have to be our own best partner first. How can we do that? And it's not a selfish thing, although some people see it as that. They look into more of the ego mind. But it's not. It's really looking at yourself first, not being self-absorbed, but honestly looking at yourself and saying, you know, am I my own best partner? Do I take care of myself? Do I take time out with friends to go on a soul trip? Do I eat properly? Do I rest properly? Do I
spend time with God to replenish my soul? You know, because sometimes even before you can give to another person, I say that sometimes, and if you've had more than one relationship and if you've lived at any time, you've had more than one relationship, and as relationships sometimes work and don't work, you leave pieces of your soul with each person, and your soul becomes fragmented. And a lot of times we wonder, what is that? That is that disheartened feeling. I just don't know what's going on. I can't get myself together.
I'm not centered.
I'm not centered. I'm all over the place, not connected, not harmonized, not anything. I'm just wandering.
And it all shows up in a physical capacity.
Talk about that. You get sick.
You have high blood pressure. You have ulcers. You get bladder infections, all different kinds of infections.
Food sensitivities,
definitely.
Heart disease.
You know.
Think about that.
Heart disease.
Yes.
Eczema.
Yeah.
Skin infections. Cancer.
Definitely the cancer.
Right. And it's a lot of those physical illnesses are manifestations of some of the things that are going on in our mind when we feel that lack of control. We've allowed ourselves to get to a stress level in our body that we have a physical manifestation of all of that in ourselves. So that's why it's essential to take care of self.
It is, because on a cellular level, everything that happens to us is stored.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what it is, if it's a trauma, whether it's a happy trauma, because there can be happy traumas, or something not so happy, it gets stored in the body and you have to find a way to get rid of it. And that's where, you know, with me, with what I do with individual sessions, is I do yoga, and we do belief work, and we do psychotherapy, and we do energy work to go through each memory, each belief, each event, and get rid of it mind, body, and spirit. Because otherwise it lingers, and just as Kathy said, who's a nurse practitioner and
yes,
very good one, it does manifest itself one way or the other, and it's like no matter which way it manifests, mind, in the body, or in the spirit, you have to address each level, not just one, and take a pill for it. You've got to figure out, okay, why is my blood pressure high? What's going on? And usually, emotionally, it's because you're suppressing your feelings. You're suppressing the love that's there for you.
But too many times I have found that people want to medicate with a pill. They don't want to go through the work or take the time, allow time to heal the illness. They want a pill to fix the problem. And we do that in our relationships. We want a quick fix too many times. But any relationship
that's worth it,
you have to give it time.
Especially our relationships with ourselves.
Yes.
And God.
And you have to get back to centering yourself. I feel like we can center here, being on this beach.
Yay!
And stepping into the ocean, and it's been healing. I felt more alive when I was out in that ocean, listening to God talk to me, and hearing Him say, "Trust me, I got this. Mm-hmm. Rest in me."
And when you have that experience, then you can apply that to every part of your life. When you're in that crux point and you're in a meeting or you're in a whatever, you doctor's office yourself and there's some sort of crisis or there's something that's worrying you, you reflect back on that experience that you had in the ocean and remember that God has it. God has all of us, especially when we open fully.
Yeah, and we're all in healthcare, so too many times we give so much of ourselves and we don't replenish. And when we don't replenish, how can we keep giving to others to help them?
We get from a dry well.
And we need to get with nature and fill that well back up.
Mm-hmm. And we need to replenish so much that you're not giving from within yourself, but you're giving from within your overflow.
Your excess.
Because when you are replenished by God, your abundance, you give from your overflow, then that really, that's your giving, but you still have left. You still have self left. You still are not giving selfless.
And when you have a relationship with yourself, self-full relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know that you still have to take care of yourself and whoever else you're working with. So when you give from that overabundance, you still have a lot left over for you so that you can take care of yourself and eat right and exercise and have that time with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is that. And we kind of talked about that, about reaching for medication, but I think some of the time when you feel that emptiness and hole in yourself, we're society not only that medicates with medication, either legal, we use drugs, you know.
Or food. Or sex.
There you go. We want to medicate that loneliness, that hole inside of us when we don't feel our cup. So
we don't feel complete.
Right.
We don't recognize the fact that God is everywhere. He's giving us everything. We just have to look with new eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a lot of what this trip has given, is released old perspectives and old beliefs and opened up new vistas.
Oh, I like that. And plus, just going to the belief. Sometimes we operate out of belief that one are either no longer servicing or giving to us, or there are absolute lie, that we operate out of a belief system that is untuned. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're operating out of a belief system and we tell ourselves those things and it's no longer functioning for a lie.
Yeah. We limit our possibilities. We limit our ability to soar like the eagle.
Right.
And as we do that, we give up our power.
Yes.
The power that God gave us.
That we all have.
The strength that's already within us.
Which brings us right back to our breath, because that is God.
Mm-hmm.
The divinity within all of us.
And pulling from that power source so that you are the powerful being that He created you to be is a lot of times quieting yourself. Okay, well, maybe you can't take a, you know, vacation to be on the ocean, but you can sit quietly for a little while and quiet yourself, your mind, your body, and your spirit. Turn off the cell phone, get away from people, and allow God to speak to you. Allow yourself to, you know, say some positive affirmations to yourself. I am all, because God is I am, you know. I can be I am. I can be great. I am great. I am powerful, because God is great, and God is powerful, and His spirit lives in me. There is nothing that I can't accomplish. You know, you have to reframe that self-talk that you tell yourself, or even delete and nullify some things that, you know, if you've been told in your childhood that you can't do this, you're no good, da-da-da, delete.
And even if you've been doing the affirmations, you know, Louise Hay has an incredible book out, several books actually. She's re-edited some of them. But even if you've been doing affirmations for a while, you have to remember that sometimes we live in this residual belief system. And so the beliefs we had 6 months ago or a week ago or 2 hours ago are still at play. And so we have to remember that just as this little seed is planted in this fertile soil and it takes a while for it to push up through the ground, so too do our beliefs. And that's that residual reality. You just have to have the faith and keep saying, yes, yes, I'm open to life. I'm open to love. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to heal. I'm willing
and be willing to do the work.
That's
you can't have change if you don't do the work.
I love Dr. Phil when he asks people on his show, and how's that working for you? Because it really, sometimes you have to ask yourself, whatever I'm in, if I want to change, how is that working for me now? If you're in a rut in your life, if you're not moving forward, how is that working for you?
And you'll know how it's working for you by how tired you feel, how achy you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You just won't have the energy that you used to have. You'll start complaining of different ailments that you have headaches.
Aches and pains. You're having a hard time losing the weight you've gained over the holidays.
You put on more weight around your gut
mm-hmm.
because your cortisol level is increasing because of all the stress in your life.
We have adrenal failure.
So take a moment. Take a breath. Take some time for yourself.
And if the creator of the universe, on the seventh day, after he completed all that he had done, he rested. So if the creator of the universe needed a day to replenish, refurbish, restore, how about us? So you guys have any final words?
My final word is I'm going to continue to soar.
Hallelujah. And I am grateful.
And I'm thankful.
Very grateful, very appreciative. And you know, and really, we don't have to go on this beautiful trip to hear God. Everyone is always talking to you. You hear God's messages wherever you are. You don't have to be in a church to hear God. Just be out in nature. You can be at a stop sign and see a car go by with a special sign on it. Miracles happen every day. Whatever it is, just be willing to see or hear or feel God.
And be a blessing to others. Don't be so self-absorbed that you can't be a blessing to others.
So true. And I, the final word for me would be, yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for good friends. I am grateful for the relationship that I have with God. I am grateful that I hear his voice. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to share this with all of you.
And one more night.
And one more night. I am grateful that we have one more night. Yes, we do.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you, Linda.
And thank you, God.
And thank you, God. And so, this is Soul in the City, where we aspire to go higher and higher in the city and in the spirit. So we just want to thank you guys. Check this out on the archives. And obviously, we have some listeners. I hope you enjoyed this show. Be blessed because you are. Be guided because you are. Again, this is Soul in the City. Good evening.